Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
What company is this?
We happen to be a third-party call center where we do assist multiple companies and over 100 different products, which happen to be online vendors and merchants. May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
62234.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
62234.
I do. Thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Tracy Pace, P-A-C-E.
I thank you for that as well. For security purposes, could you please verify your address?
1025 Vermont Avenue, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234.
I thank you for that. And give me 1 second while this open up this account to see what you're being billed for.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, I do apologize. There it goes. I was able to locate this account for you, and I do see back on July the 7th that you did pay $574, and that was the shipping and handling to receive an ice maker.
Okay.
That item itself was actually a welcoming gift to becoming a part of what is called the Factory Direct Savings Store, which happens to be an online web gadget store. And if you scroll down in the terms and conditions, it did advise you that you would be billed a membership fee, 48 hours later after signing up to become a part of that Factory Direct Savings Store. Now, it did download a $125 gift card into your email that you use at the time that you signed up. Each month that you are enrolled as a member, you will be downloaded that $125 gift card into your email to go online to the Factory Direct Savings Store and make purchases, and you will also be billed that membership fee of $67.32.
Okay, how? I mean, I got the $67.32. How do I cancel that?
I'm more than happy to go ahead and assist you with that cancellation. It does take effect immediately, and I do have your cancellation number for you. If you'd like to take that down, please let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
Alrighty, that would be a C as in Charlie, and that's 260-937-876.
Okay, so will I still get the ice maker?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And you paid the shipping and had to receive that item. And let me see exactly if I can check exactly as to when you would receive that item. Give me one
and
second, and I'm more than happy.
I'll still be charged the $67.32, but I won't be charged it anymore, correct?
No, ma'am. That's correct. You won't be charged that anymore.
Okay. So basically, I paid $70-something dollars for an ice maker.
Lord. All right. Give me 1 second, and I'm trying to locate it and see exactly when you will receive that ice maker, okay?
Okay.
All righty. They haven't given me an exact date in here, but you still will receive your ice maker. Now, since the order was actually placed on the 7th, it may be the fact that it hadn't been in the warehouse, but they did. I do see where they say order has arrived. So it will be delivered to you by the U.S. Postal Service, okay? They just haven't given me a date in here as of yet.
Okay, and I'm not going to get charged anymore.
No, ma'am.
732.
No, that cancellation took effect immediately, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's all.
I thank you for calling customer service, and please have a great afternoon.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
32. It's in there.